السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أخبر الدكتور عبد القادر صاحب سلام وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and the family with afiyat and good health. Allah Ta'ala accept your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 18th of Safar 1447. And today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 52, Surah At-Tur, and verses number 17 to verse number 20. In the previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about the non-Muslims who are sane and mature and how they will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom for them. In today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us of the people with true Iman, true Islam, and true Taqwa and piety. So remember that first is Islam, a person embraces Islam, or a person is born as Muslim, and then it is Iman. That Iman must enter the inner recesses of our heart, and then it must be increased all the time, the radiance, effulgence. Then you go to the next step, and that is taqwa and true piety, to abstain from kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, from nifaq and hypocrisy. We see today, we say the 1 billion Muslims, but if you analyze it, half of them, a quarter of them are munafiqeen, and they just pay lip service to Islam. These Arab tanpot leaders, can anybody say that they are Muslim who have true Iman and taqwa? So we need to be very, very circumspect and careful regarding nifaq and hypocrisy. People just pay lip service to Islam, but the heart is devoid of that Iman. Allah is the sole judge, but certain signs we can see. Thereafter, then the person must abstain from the kabair, the major sins, then the minor sins, then the doubtful things. So all these are the different qualities and different stages of taqwa and true piety and Allah consciousness. So Almighty Allah speaks of them. Allah Jalla Wala created us, and He knows that what our weaknesses are. That human nature is such, they won't do anything until they know what are the perks for them, what is in store for them, what will we receive in exchange of that. So Almighty Allah informs us in chapter number 52, Surah At-Tur, and verses number 17 to verse 20. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَعِيمٍ. Verily, the people with taqwa and true piety, they passed away with Iman and Islam. So for them in the year after, فِي جَنَّاتٍ. So they will be in the gardens of paradise. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in Surah Ar-Rahman, وَلِمَنَ خَوَفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. And the person who has the love and fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and he fears standing in the court of Allah, minimum they'll have two jannats, two paradise. One paradise will be 10 times the size of this entire world and whatever it contains. There is no match, there is no comparison. Surah Ar-Rahman, chapter 55 and verse number 46. So therefore, O Muslim, don't ask Almighty Allah only for Jannah. Jannat al-Firdaus, fa innaha a'laha wa awsatuha. Open Mishkat Sharif, you will find it. Ask Allah Jalla Wala for Jannat al-Firdaus. That is the highest and the prime position, remember, of Jannah. So Allah is prepared to give us. So why don't we ask for our marhumeen, our beloved parents, our beloved siblings, our beloved wives, our beloved husbands, children, whoever it is. So we should beg Almighty Allah. Allahumma arzuqhum Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ya Allah, grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the supreme place there in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So Jannat, so the plural. Jannah and Jannat. Wa na'im, and there in Jannah is everlasting bliss, happiness, joy. No worry, no sorry, no anxiety, not one second also. Imagine which person in the world today can say that. He has no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Allah has made this dunya a place of duk and suk, of usr and yusr, of adversity and prosperity. That sometimes you are so happy and sometimes you are so worried and concerned and adversity. So there will be everlasting bliss, everlasting joy and happiness. We are the guest of Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Faqihina bima aatahum rabbuhum. You need to analyze and understand. You have to know the nuances of the Arabic language. You see, when you have fruits, you had a 6-course, 7-course, 8-course, 9-course meal, and then they bring the nice fruits still. But you're full already. But you are a connoisseur, you just want to taste it. The mangoes are there, the leeches are there, the watermelon is there. So that fruit is called faakiha. You see, fawaki, the plural. So meaning, you're just having it for your self-enjoyment. And it is so delicious. So faakiina bima aataahum rabbuhum. They really enjoying whatever their sustainer, nourisher, has given them. Allah says, I'm giving you this. Enjoy it. You are my guest. Imagine, I am your guest. You go out of your way. You give us 7-course, 10-course meal and so forth. That is human being. That we meet the palace, we sit in the palaces, we meet the presidents, we meet the kings and so forth. So then they feed us and they make us feel so wonderful. But what will be when we are there by the King of Kings, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? No match, no comparison. فَاكِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Really enjoying themselves because what Allah Jalla Wala has given them out of His grace and mercy. And not only that, وَوَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. And He, their sustainer, nourisher, has saved them, rescued them, and prevented them from what? Adab al-Jahim, the punishment of Jahannam and the hellfire, the inferno and the blazing fire. What is the definition of success for a Muslim? There's only one definition. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Indeed, that person is successful who has been taken far, far away from Jahannam and the fire and admitted into Jannah and Paradise with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So he, that person, is truly successful. Not only successful, faqad faaz. Definitely he is successful. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 185. So that is what Quran is teaching us. So therefore, daily, O Muslim, read the dua, chapter 2, verse 201. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana. Ya Allah, grant us goodness in this worldly life. Wa fil akhirati hasana. And in the year after, grant us the best, Ya Allah. Wa qina adhaban nar. Ya Allah, you save us, you prevent us, that we don't go to the punishment of the fire. So save us from the punishment of Jahannam. So yeah, remember that whatever Allah gives us in this world is just a bansela, a bonus. The optimum, maximum reward will be there in the year after. And that is Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala, to see Almighty Allah, to enter Jannat al-Firdaus, and remember that no worry, no sorry, everlasting bliss and joy. See, Allah Himself is announcing, Kulu, eat, washrabu, drink, you see, hani'an bima kuntum ta'malun, whatever good deeds you did here in this world, now this is the recompense and the reward for you. So the word hani'am means, in Arabic you say, hani'am mari'ah. Enjoy the food, enjoy the drink, enjoy everything. So you translate it, kulu wa shrabu hani'ah. Eat and drink to your satisfaction. Eat and drink, enjoying yourself because of your deeds and actions. But we must not make this mistake and say, we enter Jannah because in paradise because of our deeds and actions. Nay, that is just the sabab-e zahiri, the superficial reason. The sabab-e hakiki, the sabab-e ra'isi, the main and primary reason that we enter Jannah and Jannat al-Firdaus, the paradise, is because of the mercy of Allah. Therefore, every day we must beg Allah. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, include us in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So in that way there, Allah will enter us into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Muttaqeen ala sururim masfufa. Muttaqeen. They'll be reclining. Ala sururin. On their couches, on their sofas, on their beds. All these loose translations are acceptable. Masfufa. And will be all in a row, this row, that row, that row. And you will be there with your wife, with your hur, with your parents, with your children. Everyone who has iman, you just look at them. Yeah, in this world you have your sons, your daughters, grandchildren in front of you. What joy they bring to you. You embrace them, you kiss them, you love them. So there, remember that how much more will you love them? Because now everyone has passed the test and entered Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Then, ye in this world, Mona Salim Kareem, myself, others, mashallah, perform the nikah and so forth. We don't know whether the nikah will last or it will break. Allah alone knows. Allah says, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورِنَ عِينٍ. And we will perform the nikah of the men of Jannah, with the hur al-een, with the damsels, beautiful women of Jannah. Hur, fair, fair in complexion. Een, beautiful eyes, big, big eyes, that will enhance their beauty. So now I know what you women are saying. Okay, the men will get, remember that, this hur, the beautiful women and damsels of Jannah. But what about us? Allama Qurtubi Rahimahullah of, you understand, Muslim Spain, Andalus, giant scholar he was. He wrote a book called At-Tazkira. In there, this incident is mentioned. Umme Salama radiallahu anha, the honorable spouse of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nisa'u dunya khair. Are we the women of this world? Are we better? Or the Hura'een, are they superior? He, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, you are better. لِسُؤَلَاتِكُنَّا وَلِسِيَامِكُنَّا وَلِصَدَقَتِكُنَّا. Because of your fasting, because of your salat, your namaz, because of your charity, your good deeds, so your rank and status will be much, much higher than the damsels of Jannah. You will be the queens of Jannah. They all will be under you, and there will be no jealousy. وَنَزَعَنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّينَ. Today, when you have 2, 3, 4 wives, then there is a lot of jealousy. In Arabic, we have a saying, "Ad-durratan la tattafiqan." the shaukan. You know shaukan? In Urdu you say shaukan. That I got two wives, you got two wives, for example. So they were they busy. She will tell the husband she's good for nothing. That one will tell her she can't even cook properly. She can't even make a cup of tea. So they in Jannah, nothing like that, you must remember. That they all will love her peacefully and harmony. And Allah will perform the nikah. Now, brother, when Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Allah created from him, that is Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, Allah performed the nikah. Then what happened? He wanted to touch her. Allah said, stop, O Adam alayhi salam. What must I do, Ya Allah? Where is the mahar? What is the mahar? Read durood, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. We see in Zadu Sa'id the story there. Now for me and you, Allah performed the nikah. We want to go there to the damsels of Jannah. Allah say, where is the mahar? What is the mahar, Ya Allah? How many times did you clean the masjid? How many times did you clean the masjid? Oh, Muslim. So every day you see a speck of dirt there in the masjid, clean it. Man akhraj al-adha min al-masjid, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah, rawahu ibn Majah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, whoever takes out some dirt from the house of Allah, the masajid, the mosque, so Allah Jalla Wala will grant you the palace in Jannah, and that will be your mahar and your marital gift for the Hura'een. The hadith is mentioned in Tabarani as well about the mahar. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 18th of Safar, 1447 here in South Africa, 19th Safar in 90% of the cities, countries, continents of the world. I will present to you the news, views, interviews with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Three more jutlas dispatched to hell. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala decimate America and destroy Israel, the blue boy, illegitimate child of the earth. So Alhamdulillah. Just yesterday, past 24 hours, 30 hours, the jutlas and the Jews and the Zionists and Israel killed more than 100 Palestinians, children, babies, and men and women, civilians. But America turns a blind eye. Europe is still mulling what to do. These are the whiteys. These are the white supremacists. 90%, 80% of them, remember, have apartheid in them. I travel so many countries. Everywhere I experience this, you must remember that. If you're a non-white, you'll be treated different. And you're a whitey, you are treated different. And nobody can come and teach us about apartheid. We were born in apartheid, we saw apartheid, and we saw the fall of apartheid. So don't come and tell us about your stories here and fairy tales here, please. So remember, just now you will hear a shocking story as well. Israel is scared of going to overseas. From where you come, sir? I come from Israel. From where you come, madam? Israel. Oh, you are the ones guilty of ethnic cleansing, genocide, murder, mayhem, killing 100, 200, 300,000 Palestinians, and you supported your government. You wanted that they must be expelled from there, but you are the squatters, you are the invaders, you are the colonizers. One settler, one bullet. So many countries, Italy already, some places is written, Israel is not welcome. So every country should put that. And these haramis in the Arab countries who are having ties, remember, Allah decimate them, destroy them if there's no hidayat for them, and destroy their oil fields and their wealth as well. So see, Allah ki lati bi awaze. This is written in the Haaretz newspaper. Listen carefully, you jutla jutli, you harami. So many, many houses in Israel, there, Jerusalem and surroundings, the children, meaning the Jewish children, are suffering from measles in Jerusalem. You steal everything of the Palestinians. You want to steal our mosque now, Masjid al-Aqsa. You call Temple Mount. You think that there won't be repercussions? Allah Ta'ala put more measles upon you, jutlas, and Allah has cursed you. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabi. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that dua for the son of Abu Talib, for the son of Abu Lahab. So you should know that. It's not from our pocket we're making these duas here. France stalls the visa for Israeli airline workers. There's big tension going on between France and Israel. So at least some countries are taking, it's very small action, but at least some action is taking place. Madonna, she woke up, she's 100% pro-Israel and Zionist, but even she said as a mother, I can't say, but help and see what's happening there in Gaza. So, oh Pope, please go and visit Gaza and go and see with your own eyes what is happening there, Leo. But the Leo and all of them are also in the pocket of the Jews, you know that. So that is how they work, the Vatican and so forth and so on. So the chances of that are very slim, according to me. The meeting between Trump and between him, Putin, will take place in a place called where? Anchorage. And that is in Alaska. So the exact place is Anchorage. You see that? So that is where it will happen, where the two haramis and their comrades and cronies will meet. Russia punishing Ukraine before the big meeting, you see. And now Russia's invasion that took place in February, you know, 3 years ago and more. So it's 1,266 days today that Putin did very good, very good. Anything to harm America, anything to harm Europe, anything to harm NATO, we will support them. Putin is a big harami, that's why we like him. We did haramis also, that to punish the Americans and Israelis. So Iran arrested 21,000 suspects when the war was on, the 12-day war between Iran and Israel. They said these guys here are spies, you see, for Israel. 21,000. Iran also pakka kafir country with the Shias, majority Shias. We've been there, so we know what we're talking. Wildfires are raging on in Italy, in Spain and Portugal. Iraq, most parts of Iraq, no power. It is so hot there. It is 50 degrees or more. People are sweltering, people day and night. They want to switch on the air cons, the fans, but nothing is working because the whole grid basically has collapsed there in Iraq. India, Pakistan blaming one another. Hafiz Munir, you see, he's the chief of the Pakistani army. He told India, you don't talk too much. We gave you a good thrashing the last time and we will use our nuclear. So India is blowing the exhaust pipe now. And they are everything of this. Hey, you Pakistani, you don't talk nonsense and all that. So that's going on there between India and Pakistan. So when Trump and Putin meet, one of the biggest points of contention will be Donbass. D-O-N-B-A-S-S. You see, under the Boer, under the Burkis, under the apartheid regime, then they wanted the Boer. You must say, ya boss, ya boss. Yes, boss, yes, boss. Yeah, boss. So there. So you see, the word comes from that side there. Donbass. So Donbass, so that. Putin says, we occupied it. We have annexed it. It must be part of Russia. And remember, Zelensky say, and Europe say, no, we can't do that. But you see, Trump will sell them all out because Trump is a big harami. He wants to say that I brought peace and ceasefire there, but he does nothing for the Palestinians and they support Israel. The Republicans and the Democrats, both war criminals, whether it is Biden, whether it is Trump and so forth, you will see just now what I'm going to tell you. So we should know this thing there. So that will be a big problem. Let's see how it plays out. By Friday, Saturday, we'll know. North Koreans that are working there in Russia, they are being treated like slaves. You see that? So yesterday, Putin, he said, oh, you, the brothers, sisters who came from North Korea, we really appreciate your self-sacrifice and so forth. But they treat them like slaves. Now listen to this, all of you. The esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, United States of America released a human rights report. What they did? United States of America released a human rights report. In there, who are the people they attack the most and criticize the most? Brazil and South Africa. Because Brazil, Lula told them, go to hell. That, remember, Israel is a terrorist state and Israel is committing genocide. And if you impose 50% on us, we impose upon you. And then they attack South Africa the most. Why they are taking South Africa? Why did you and our sister, you must remember that Pando, Madam Pando, her name is Naila Pando, you see? So remember, that's a proper Muslim name. So our sister Naila Pando, why did you and the South African government and ANC? That is one thing that ANC did was very good. Where credit is due, we must give credit. So that is when they took Israel to the ICJ. So for that, America, whether it's Democrats, whether it's Republicans, they will not forgive South Africa. So South Africa wasting their time sending this business plan. We don't even have an ambassador there properly in Washington, remember that. So you know South Africa, how corrupt they are. But anyway, that is. So now when America released this, so they watered down everything for two countries. One, Israel. They don't mention anything about the genocide. They don't speak anything about the man-made starvation. They don't speak about the premeditated murder. They don't speak anything why foreign journalists are allowed. Israel is an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. Hitler did a good job. And you can quote me anywhere in the world. On many aspects, we agree with Hitler, remember that. We want the society no interest. We want the society no homosexuality. We want the society there will be no pornography. So what wrong did Hitler do on these three issues? Nothing. We agree with him on that. So that is what the Jutlas cannot accept. You must remember that. All they want control. So Israel is a terrorist regime. And America is a bigger terrorist regime. By supporting them and defending them, we need to name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what is needed. But very few people are prepared to do that. So Allah Ta'ala's punishment on Israel and America. In Pennsylvania, in America, 2 people dead, 10 people injured in a steel plant explosion there. Baluchistan, Maulana Yusalim Karim, you should know Baluchistan better than me. You see, India is one side, Iran is one side, America is one side. So they're all against, you must remember. And the Afghan also will be against Pakistan. Why? Because they expel over 1 million Afghans from Pakistan and they send them back dead. So if you look at the neighbors, there's hardly anyone that really is a good friend of Pakistan besides China. So if you know the world politics, if you don't know, you better go back to school or madrasa and so forth. So you should know this. So they want Baluchistan must have secession. Secession, they must go independent. So these guys got enough arms, enough ammunition. So this Baluchistan is Baloch. They killed Pakistan 9 soldiers and injured 6 others. This was yesterday, day for yesterday. So that is what they're doing. They're finishing them up, you see that. Let's come to our own country, South Africa. You know, South Africa is a banana country. It's a failed state, but we love it. So the Home Affairs Office, they caught on fire in Germiston. The building is gutted. All the people's documents are gone. A courtesy of ANC. Why? The ANC and them sent in the red ants that you must evict all these guys nearby there who never paid rental for 1 year, 6 months, 3 months. They went in there. These guys say Dulula or Bulula, whatever you want to call it. They're these people, they're foreigners, and these people are saying, you foreigners, we want to see your documents. And so they call them Operation Dulula. And then it turns out to be Bulula. People get killed, injured, and what. So now these people who they evicted, according to the press reports, is alleged that they burned this whole Home Affairs building. So our South African police, politicians, corrupt to the core also. Listen to this here. Yesterday I picked up this newspaper, you see that, all about, you know, finances, the business day and so forth. So the good story there. The Standard Bank and the First Rand Bank, they going to the CC, the Constitutional Court. Why? Reputational damage. They say the Competition Commission has said that we were manipulating the rand and the dollar, but they don't have much evidence for it. Our reputation is tarnished now, so they're going to take these guys to the cleaners the way I see. It will be such a lawsuit, it will end up in millions and billions and so forth. Patrice Motsepe, you know him? So he and Cyril, you know how they work. So Motsepe is in big trouble. 3.4 billion rand, legal problems with him, legal knot. That's what they wrote there in the business day. So they also big problem. The PA, that Patriotic Alliance, Mackenzie and Kunene, these are the checkers, captain and vice captain, the leader and deputy, both in big trouble. So remember that he, Mackenzie, used the K word and the blacks are upset. Obviously, they must be upset. They should fire him from cabinet. But obviously, Cyril doesn't have the guts to do so. And Kunene in big problem. He has big ties with the underworld, you see that. So both leaders in hot water there. The national dialogue will start this week Friday, despite the cost and all that. Thabo Mbeki's foundation, so many other foundations, they walked out. They said it's not worth the paper on which is written, and ANC will be wasting our money. A cheap talk shop again, waste of time. Anything the ANC touches, remember, you give them gold, they will turn it into dust. What they did with your Eskom, what they did with your Danel, what they did with your Transnet, what they did with your SAA. So there's 101 examples you can give. South Africa, bottle-licking America, and saying, please, please, we're giving you a revised offer. Bring down the tariffs of 30%. America already told them, go to hell. You must remember that. So that is how. You must do what China does. You impose upon us, we impose upon you. All the ships from America, Israel, wherever coming, we charge you 50%. Why you can't do that? So you must show them, but you go there. That's the problem with Africa. From South Africa right to Egypt, you go cap in hand. You go like a beggar with a begging bowl. And therefore, nobody takes you serious. They call you a third world country. You must show your independence. You must show what you can do. And then, so they can't bully you around. That is what China has taught them. You don't come and take chances with us. We will teach you a lesson you will never, ever forget. Therefore, Trump had to extend that tariff things for 90 days with China. South Africa, hopeless, you know. So anyway, we still love South Africa and we'll stay here, inshallah. So inshallah, today the interview with Mufti Hassan of Pakistan, originally there in America, and then Bliss of Marriage, 11 to 12. 1 to 2 will be the tafsir of Quran, Wednesday afternoon after Zohar, make dua. Maa Salim, we have 12 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, a Christian couple married in the church, many years later they accept Islam. Do they have to renew their nikah according to Sharia?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Very good question. A couple were Jews, were Christian, were Hindus, were non-Muslim, and they had some form of ceremony, marriage ceremony in the church, in the temple, synagogue, civic center, wherever. And they went through some. Then after 5-10 years, they have 2-3-4 children. Then they heard the radio, they heard some Muslims interacted with them, Tabligh Jamaat or whoever. And then they said, we want to embrace Islam, the husband and the wife. So we made them Muslim, you made them Muslim. So the question arises, must we make tajdeedun nikah? Must we make a new nikah? No. That the marriage of theirs is valid. Look at the wisdom and the magnanimity of Islam. If hypothetically we're going to say we have to perform a new marriage, what do you are saying? You are saying all their children are haram children, illegitimate children, because they embrace Islam. Islam says no. You went through some ceremony, so therefore all your children are legitimate, and you enter into the fold of Islam, and we will read for you, my brother and sister, chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدَ سَلَفْ. You tell them, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the non-Muslims, once you embrace Islam, Allah has forgiven your sins of the past. He, Habibuna Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told Khalid bin Walid, in this month of Safar, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, before the Fateh Makkah. So Fateh Makkah took place, the conquest of Makkah, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, during the month of Ramadan, 21st Ramadan, Saturday. So the Master, alayhi sallam, Salam told Khalid bin Walid that we know that how you feel, what you did, but don't worry. Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Once you embrace Islam sincerely, it expunges and it erases the vices and the sins of the past. Open Mishkat Mustad Ahmed. So we should know all these type of things here. No need for new nikah, and your children are all legitimate and you good Muslim, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, in South Africa, if we have to register our nikah, on what principle should we register our nikah?
The best person to contact for this, the history, geography of all this, is Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib, Hafizullah, our Ustad. Remember that. I learned so many things from him. So remember, just go to the majlis and he will tell you all about the marriages bill and the marriages this. It's pages and pages he has written, you know. But to cut the long story short, you as a Muslim, I perform your nikah. I'm not a marriage officer. And now you want to register it, so you must register it ANC. ANC, nothing to do with the political party. ANC means anti-nuptial contract. And you must add this without the accrual system, excluding the accrual system. So these are all big, big words and technology, the terminology, you see that. So what does it mean? It means what belongs to the wife belongs to her exclusively. What belongs to the husband belongs to the husband. And the benefit of it is, and it's wajib, compulsory for you to do so, you draw up an Islamic world and nobody can contest it, you must remember, because you have registered your marriage, ANC, anti-nuptial contract, excluding without the accrual system. So that is the great benefit of it.
Mufti Saab, I'm an artisan working at a jewelry shop. I'm asked to make a gold cross. Is that jais for me to manufacture it and design it?
Remember, the crucifix, what we call the cross, is definitely a nishani, a symbol of the Christian faith. So therefore, for us as Muslims to buy it, to sell it, to manufacture it, to design it, all that absolutely haram. The Quran Sharif has mentioned in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 51, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. Hey, Iman walo, oh you believe, 89 different places Allah uses this phrase in the noble Quran. Do not take the Jews and the Christians to be your protectors and your friends. Ba'aduhum awliya wa ba'd, they're friends of one another. You can see what they're doing in Gaza. The Christians are involved, America, Europe is involved, Britain is involved, and you see the juttas are there. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ You befriend them, you like their customs, their traditions, you like their cross, and so forth, you become part and parcel of them. مَنْ تَشَبَّى بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ Hadith Sahih, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Muslim Ahmad. Who imitates a people, remember, you part and parcel of them. So you are working for ABC person. If ABC person is a Muslim, your employer, is absolutely haram for him to entertain this type of business, and it's absolutely haram for him to tell you, the artisan, to do that. So secondly, that you must tell him his income is totally haram, and by promoting this, there's fear that maybe you die also a non-Muslim, Allah forbid. So to buy it, sell it, manufacture it, design it, all haram. If it's non-Muslim, then you must make the conditions. I'll do all the work, but these things here that are the symbols and signs of non-Muslims, that I will not do. For example, I will not make the flag of Israel, the Star of David. For example, I will not do, remember that, you know, the cross for the Jews. I will not do Ganeshi and Lingam and all that for the Hindus. So the Lingam is the male organ, the male private part for the Hindus, you see. That is their business. And then you must remember Ganeshi, the god, their god and idol and whatever. God meaning small g. And remember in the form, shape, you must remember of an elephant and so forth. So all that for us as Muslims, absolutely haram and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, when speaking to a non-Muslim, are we allowed to say the word God when talking about Allah?
When a person is interested in Islam and now he says, make me a Muslim. So we tell him, La ilaha illallah. So the translation will read, there is no deity, there is no God, small g. So all these gods they made Jesus God, Son of God. They made Lingam son or some part of God, the private part and so forth. They made this thing with, so that is small g. So in Islam, we reject all that. So there is no God, small g, illallahu, except Almighty Allah, capital G. There's only one God, and He alone do we worship. Only to him do we bow down. Only to him do we prostrate. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْطَوَهُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْأُرْوَةِ الْهُثْقَى. Chapter 2, verse 256. Remember, we must reject everything, everybody, besides for worship. And لَا مَعْبُودَ بِحَقٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Truly, there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah. So we can't worship anybody, we can't worship a prophet, we can't worship anything else besides Almighty Allah. And all these systems today, you got secularism, capitalism, democracy, Zionism. Quran uses one comprehensive word, Tawhut. These are all satanic systems, you have to reject it. So that is how you'll use the word God. So he must understand or she must understand, La ilaha illallah, there is no deity, there is no God, small g, illallahu, except Allah, capital G, God, the one and only. Then Muhammadur Rasulullah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla wa ala. So it just depends how you want to use it, in which context, yes, it will be permissible.
Mufti Saab, can one deprive the wife and give all his money to his parents?
Whosoever does that, you go straight to Jahannam and you will stay there in Jahannam in the hellfire for a very, very long time. Who said so? Allah himself said so. After Allah mentions the shades of the days, a Muslim person passes away, first his burial, funeral expenses, then the debts of the deceased, personal debts, corporate business debts, all must be paid to the creditors. And immediately, not after 40 days and 100 days, and their justice delayed is justice denied. And then wasiyya for none is, you want to give a person, your neighbor, he helps you out in life, whether he's Tom, Dick and Harry or Tom, Dick and Mary, even a non-Muslim, you can bequeath for them, but maximum is 1/3 of the net estate, and there will not be an heir. Remember, none is. And fourth one is the shares of the heir. So now, yeah, you, the husband, pass away. So now, you must give your wife, remember, she must inherit. If you have a child, children, then she will inherit 12.5%. If you got no children, then she will inherit, remember, 25%. And then your parents will inherit, and your sons, your daughters will inherit. So five categories of people must inherit, provided that they are Muslim. One is the parents, father, mother. One is the children, so that is son and daughter, and the surviving spouse. Husband dies, wife or wives must inherit. Wife dies, husband inherit. You don't do that, you deprive somebody like what you're suggesting. Chapter 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَهُ. Whoever disobeys Allah Jalla wa ala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam regarding the inheritance, the Islamic law of succession, you go beyond the limits, you give the parents more, you deprive the wife, deprive the children. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam, the hellfire, for very, very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And for such people, there is a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Allah protect us all. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.